conveniences, like electricity and...
Well, like I said, electricity, we never had it on the farm. We didn't get electricity till we, Dad bought a house in Ashley, and we moved in 1941. But the first major that I can remember was we used to have an old hand-pull washing machine.
Oh.
And we got one with a kerosene motor on it, so we didn't have to pull that handle all the time. And that was one of the first ones I remember. And I can't remember, I was born in 27, I must have been about 6, 7 years old or 8 years old when that happened, as far as I remember.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you have a windmill on the farm?
We had a windmill, and that was our running water, run and get it, because we never had any inside water at all.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm. How about telephone? Do you remember getting a telephone?
Well, we had that was a funny thing down there. They used to have a telephone, and in fact, we had a phone in our house, but when the tough times came along in the 30s, they couldn't keep it up, so the lines were down, so we didn't have it, and they never got them back up again until in the 40s,
oh.
Early 40s, and they got it going again, but by that time, we'd moved to town.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You remember the early days of watching television?
Do I? Yes, and that happened in Fargo here after we were married.
You remember watching Lawrence Welk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was that kind of a weekly event?
That was that and I Love Lucy and a few other ones like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Did you like Lawrence Welk's show? Did you enjoy the show?
Yeah, it was. You know, we like I said, it brought back some memories because we were just down to Branson this last week. And we saw the Lawrence Welk show. They have a theater down there and kind of a little bit of a museum of Lawrence Welk. And Gemmell was there and the Lennon sisters were there. And it kind of brought back. It was a very good show.
Mm-hmm. How about a radio? Do you remember the radio?
Yes.
That was probably used. I mean,
that was a basic information. I remember hearing the... World War II or Pearl Harbor.
Interesting how many people say that. That, you know, that was a very important thing that came across on the radio.
Yeah, that's all we found out.
And you remember it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which family member do you remember best? Now, who did you look up to? Your grandfather, mother?
Well, I don't know if that's just a typical family or not. Father was kind of the one that laid down the law, and mother, she never, you know, she was the kind of that we went to when we had wanted something we didn't want to talk to Dad about. But they were both pretty strict with us.
They were.
And not abusive or anything like that. But when I think back now, what I see now, I'm kind of glad it happened that way.
So your mother was pretty strict too, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, like I said, she had a small house to keep it, and she had to try to keep it clean, you know. So in those respects, we had to tell them, like, keep it clean, keep ourselves clean.
Right. Good values to teach.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, when we did something, she made sure that we did it well and stuff like that. You know, I can't remember how that thing goes, but once a job is once begun, don't never leave it till it's done. Do it well or not at all. Some of those are things that, the sayings that she used to have. So.
You probably passed those on to your kids too.
Well, we tried.
Uh-huh. Well, Herb, this has been very interesting. Sure, thank you for sharing your information. And maybe we'll go on to another set of questions some other time.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.